prophet Isaiah gave a prophecy that proclaims that God is doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing. But we may not perceive it. Let us reflect on what new things God is doing among us today, and how we may enter into posture that we may recognize what God is doing in our midst. The gospel reading actually confirms what the prophecy says. Jesus was in their midst. There was a man very tormented. You may not know anyone who is like this tormented man, but you may too have met people who has been very tormented in life. And in listening to the story shared during the Truth and Reconciliation Commissions, we learn that how intergenerational traumas can make a person forget who he or she or they are. And in the gospel story, Jesus heals and restores this person to see, to recognize his own belovedness in God. But the community around this person was very scared and was not able to accept what happens. God was doing something new, and we may not perceive it. Friends, despite the often painful and complicated history of settler colonizations and resistance to reconciliation, God is doing a new, messy, and beautiful thing if we dare to perceive it. The prophet Isaiah is speaking to a people who were forcefully removed from their homeland, went into exile to the lands of the Babylonians, who spoke a different language and practiced a different religion, whose God favored the elites and despised the rest as slaves of God. That's the religions of the Babylonians. They look at the common people as insignificant and expendable. In the depth of their suffering and hopelessness, Isaiah proclaimed a prophecy of hope and comfort. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it spring forth. Do you not perceive it? The prophecy went on to say, and apparently what he is telling his people is just to forget about the Exodus, forget about all the ancient miracles, and pay attention to the new miracles of rebirth and new creation that God is enacting right before your eyes. We know that some 70 years after the Israelites were in captivity, they were allowed to return to their homeland to rebuild their lives. We also know that for the disciples of Jesus, his coming into the world, the love of God he embodied and taught, his journey to the cross, embracing suffering and death, his resurrection and his gifting of the Holy Spirit fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. Through the eyes of faith, his disciple recognized this new way of God. What if God is doing a new thing among us today? And if the loving Creator is doing something new between indigenous and non-indigenous people on Turtle Islands, I wonder how many of us would perceive it. National Indigenous Day takes place on the summer solstice, the longest day of the year. Since time immemorial, the summer solstice has held deep spiritual and cultural significance for many Indigenous peoples. It is a day to recognize and celebrate the history, heritage, spirituality, culture, and resilience of First Nations, Inuits, and Métis peoples. It also acknowledges the painful history of colonization and the role of churches in it, while recommitting ourselves to reconciliation. Reconciliation means the restoration of right relationship, one that built on peace, friendship, and respect, as symbolized in the two-row wampum bell hanging right in front of our altar, the very treaty between Indigenous chief and the earliest settlers of this land. Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples are fellow pilgrims on this journey to right relationship. And if you have been on a pilgrimage before, can I have a show of hands how many people have been on a pilgrimage of one sort or another? It could be a journey, it could be a pilgrimage experience offered by the Center for Spiritual Renewal. If you have been on a pilgrimage before, you know that at the heart of every pilgrimage is the posture of curiosity and wonder. We open all our senses to recognize what God is doing anew in every moment of the time we spend on the pilgrimage. There is also the posture of bearing the discomforts felt in our body, mind, and spirit, bearing them as the birth pain of a mother to make room for new life, bearing them as Christ bore his suffering on the cross to make room for new life in God with a hope that cannot be extinguished. In my own pilgrimage, walking alongside Indigenous peoples, the posture of curiosity and wonder has allowed me to learn a creation-centered worldview that doesn't put human needs at the center of every important decision. The Stolo, the people of the river whose lands we are worshiping on today, has this concept of thinking tomiek. That means thinking seven generations backward and thinking seven generations forward when they decide on anything significant. Looking back seven generations to lean on the wisdom of elders. Looking forward seven generations to think about the impact of our decisions moving forward. The wisdom of taking a long view rather than making decisions that are reactive. Look at our politicians. Good for us now, but harmful for generations to come. Similarly, the posture of bearing has allowed me to bear the heart-wrenching truth of the history of colonization, the legacy of Indian residential school, and the roles of Christian churches, including my own, play in annihilating the spirit, family structure, language, culture, and way of life of many generations of indigenous peoples. With this truth, when this truth overwhelms my heart and filled it with shame and guilt by association, my fellow indigenous pilgrims on the journey, time after time, reminded me that I shouldn't feel guilty. You have not done anything. Even your congregation may not have done anything. They need to tell this long hidden truth buried by layers of intergeneration traumas in order to heal themselves. They did not tell this story to make us feel guilty. And there is no use for us to trap in a space of feeling guilty either. Their self-compassion, kindness, and remarkable resilience liberated me from the prison of guilt to become an ally as they seek to bring their language, culture, ceremonies back to the communities. When they are working so hard on lifting up the spirit, rekindling the spirit among their own people. And so what can we do? I hope your takeaway today is in our work of reconciliations, we are asked to take the posture of curiosity and wonder and the posture of bearing. When we are in this posture, it will take us to places that we may not be comfortable about, to listen to things that we have not ever learned, to create room for hearts to transform, and knowing that you have story to share as well, in the true spirit of peace, friendship, and respect, sharing our own culture, spirituality, and story may help us to lift each other up, to help rekindle the spirit and make it stronger, brighter in each other as we strive to walk together in partnership as allies. May this be so. Amen.